I want employers to seek me out because not only can I code, but they understand the value my artistic ability adds to how I communicate on a team, and I benefit in dollars. Staring at the retro board in front of me, I realized that I needed to tear everything down and start over. Nobody has an attention span anymore. Everyone's tired of Zoom. In fact, everyone's tired. Like, in general, this long haul of pandemic, racial reckoning, attempted coup, it's freaking exhausting. Like, the deep in your bones, go away and leave me alone kind. And I don't have kids. So when the pandemic hit in March of 2020, I had absolutely no plans to do a conference that year. I was at a job, pouring my passion and my soul into every day on that job as one is required to do in tech for better or for worse. There was a virus spreading, and I was concerned, but I was still going to the office, wearing gloves and a mask on BART. Then the stay-at-home order dropped in San Francisco like a meteor, and everything went sideways. As an artist, I understand my own creative rhythms, and why and when I need to let my creativity roam or put my soul on the page so my racing thoughts and feelings have somewhere to go. This is my special art superpower. Driving through the eerily emptied out streets of San Francisco, past the boarded up stores and the no longer bustling intersections, I realized we were going to need some uplift. We were going to need a way to gather together, and we were going to need some art. Going back a few years, Let's Sketch Tech started in 2018, right after Trump was elected, because I want people in tech to feel like they can make a mark in a literal way. Most people who end up with a tech degree, which is the vast majority of people in tech, don't take art classes in school, and they probably only take the basic minimum that they have to for writing, but these are the skills that help us explain to someone else why something is broken or what your idea is for fixing it. Artistic skills teach us how to reach into our brain's creativity in different ways and use that to communicate. As someone fascinated in the challenge of building complex and large software systems with different people from different places with different experience levels, I've found myself reaching for different aspects of the arts time after time. Writing, sketching, music, all of these touch us in some way, and in my journey of being a software engineer, I've met so many writers, artists, and musicians who struggle day after day with how to bring their creative selves to work. What if it could be easier? What if it could be a known and valued thing? I want to build a world where writing skills and even drawing skills are just as important as math. I want employers to seek me out, not only because I can code, but they understand the value my artistic ability adds to how I communicate on a team, and I benefit in dollars. I want to bring my creative self to work, and I want my employer to understand that and to see it as a benefit. I want it to mean a higher salary and more respect. How do we get there? Driving through the empty and boarded up streets of Chinatown. Just picture this, one of the most tourist-laden neighborhoods in San Francisco, completely empty, and every storefront boarded up. No boba, No dumplings. No fans. No silk. Seeing all of this, I honestly didn't care about my tech career anymore. I just wanted to find a way to bring people together, to comfort each other, and try to find some hope in what was obviously going to be a very long slog. Last year was hard, but in many ways, this year is even harder. Last year, it was easy to put together a series of talks about different aspects of the arts and tech and making things. It was also glaringly obvious that this would have to be online. It was easy enough to say, let's just put everything on Zoom. People obviously needed it, and a gathering of what I thought would be 30 to 60 people quickly turned into 200 plus. It still gives me chills to think about just how powerful it was. And we have the videos to prove it. I'm linking to the YouTube channel in the show notes. Just looking at the content. This conference was a GOAT, greatest of all time. This year has been full of questions and drama and struggle with very few answers. We're getting a vaccine, but how well does it really work? How soon can everyone get the vaccine, not just the privileged, and not just the people in the U.S.? What happens if there are variants? Can people get together or no? How long can people actually pay attention on Zoom? Are companies able to spend money, or is everything burning because pandemic? For an event organizer who has to plan out how much space to rent and how much catering to order months in advance, this is a burning hellscape with very few answers. I've seen conferences that thought things would be safe have to cancel or drastically change their plans. I've heard of vaccinated people getting together and still getting COVID. What does a creative event organizer do? After having a good solid cry or three, I gave myself the space to tear everything down about having a conference and think about what we need today in the most uncertain environment ever. What do we actually need? How can we make this happen? How do I test it out? Where is the value? For my Agile friends who are listening, these questions should sound very familiar. This is a real-life test case for what happens when we reinvent and iterate. It's also a way to completely take the Agile out of the box, out of its known environment, and spin it in a completely different way. Come with me in this podcast series as I go on the journey of tearing my conference down and reimagining how we bring our creative selves to work and what that even means. In this three-part series, I'll take you behind the scenes of the Wavelength, Zine Exchange, and Tech Conference to find out what it means to dig in on creativity and double down on surviving and thriving together in the world of tech and the arts. A note about the title of the series. The Five Whys is an exercise originally implemented at Toyota to delve into the deeper aspects of why about a project. It's usually done in retrospect, when something has failed, but I've decided to make a few changes to my version. One, sometimes it's just a framework for delving deeper into the why of something, not necessarily a failure or in retrospect. It's good for getting into your brain in a more focused and bounded way versus unstructured ruminating. Two, I don't have the patience for five of these, which means you definitely don't either. Next time on the Why of Wavelength, is there even a way to be screen minimal? How do we get people away from Zoom and into some fresh air for a gathering that is distributed around the world? That's all for now. Keep sketching. Wavelength tickets are on sale now. Join us for a screen minimal creative conference that helps you refresh, revitalize, and find new ways to bring your creative self to work. Check out our website at wavelengthconf.com. That's wavelengthconf.com. Hope to see you there.